Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Will be global white supremacy on the end of the 19th century to the middle of the 20th century, and the African independence exploded. Now, when it happened at the end of the 19th century, African people all over the world had engaged in protracted revolution and had given themselves something they need right now, something their children need right now, something all of them misinterpreted and removed from their memory, the longest revolutionary heritage of any people on the face of the earth. Giving up a true revolutionary heritage, they began to follow people who didn't know where they were going. They began to accept books called the Bible. They began to hear stories about the rescue of the Holy Grail. It's number one, what holy. Number two, what laws. Number three, what there in the place. There is an essential fit to the life of most of the people in the world. Now, with the interpretation of the curriculum as a feel-good curriculum, the criticizers of our desire for a correct curriculum have had nothing but a feel-good curriculum. But they don't want anyone else in the world to feel good. Now, if they stop telling lies about themselves and integrate our truth, maybe all of us can feel good together. And you have universal humanity other than us. Roll the white president. What the fight over the curriculum is about. It's about their claiming things that they couldn't possibly have produced because the things that they claim are older than their existence. This morning on WWRL, a man, Arlene, he pointed out the 12 gates. In the name of the 12 gates. You mean the state? Gates of the Holy Spirit. And the next piece of code is that I've seen the story in the place name. It also means the code is that I accept Jerusalem as the Holy Land.
All right.
And I do not. colonial war. Global white supremacy has manifested itself in the form of slavery. We had 400 years of it by now. Europe has recovered at our expense. The product of
At Great Wolf Lodge, we create safe days for families to play with flexible schedules and
Jamaica, Haiti, and other West Indian islands has restored the economy of Europe. South America, that's unilateral funds, isn't it? Contributed very little to Europe then, contributed very little to Europe now. The race in between was in conflict with itself, not for the conversation here, because these folks want to be white. I wish the hell I was white. I pretend that they are. That's another lecture, another day. I have enough strong men to protect me from the podium, the street, or the car that's running. To Whitehall Street. They did not go and laugh global white supremacy was manifesting itself in many ways because they had produced a mechanism of control. Now having control of the body, they wanted to control the mental wealth of Africa. They knew then what you still do not know. Africa is and has always been the world's richest continent.
All right.
And we are a rich people who are poor because we have not understood our richness. That juvenile delinquent who came out of Europe shooting babies in the back, calling himself a superior man, at least knew something about the African who befriended him. He knew that he was politically naive. At the end of the 19th century, the Africans had 100 years of fighting this supremacy. The Europeans had created a literature trying to justify his superiority. This literature had to deal with the brain size, head measurement, a whole lot of things that have no scientific basis. Now, he was looking for the missing link. The missing link cannot be possibly found in place except in Europe. So they created a man in Europe. Took a skeleton, buried the skeleton, dug it up. Ah! History that creates in the meantime, there were Europeans debunking all of this. No one paid any attention to. Then, all now. But in the closing years of the 19th century, there was a royal prostitute in Belgium named Leopold who had houses of joy in different capitals of Europe. And he was spending a whole lot of money on these houses because he kept them the year round and sometimes would use them about once or twice a year. He's looking around for capital. There are nations in Europe who did not get in on the slicing up of Africa. They would call the conquerors and fall in. Well, they would split up the rest of Africa with all those kind of little Muslims. The Germans got a big slice. The Germans got four nice pieces. Southwest Africa, now Namibia, the Cameroon, Togoland, now Togo, and Tanzania. They began almost to reflect the monotheism in Africa because the civilian governor of Southwest Africa was Jewish. The military governor was one of Gary's father. Nobody didn't know what the document was saying. Now, with these colonial wars being fought, African kings, so-called chiefs, what have we got now? In the closing years of the 19th century, you've got missionaries trained out of them who are now petitioning the Europeans, going to appeal to could have been done more peacefully. There could have been a mixture of tradition and modernism. It would have been a much better state with the infusion of traditional government. Now, we were now becoming a prize to be captured because the lands and resources of Africa becoming a prize to be captured. Africa was now relating to Africa to the Caribbean and Africa to the United States. The great Caribbean figure, Edmund Blyth, had proclaimed and simply prophesied the concept of black studies in his inaugural address, Liberian College, 1881. He had already written his crowning masterpiece, is going to be reread right now, Christianity, Islam, and the Negro race. All of us are mixed up on all the stuff. We're mixed up on all forms of religion. We're mixed up on all forms of politics. The Europeans were still justifying the domination of other people through politics. All right. Now, we had, at the end of the 19th century, a better Pan-Africa network when it took 2 months for a letter to be delivered to East Africa, right? Now, people were not boasting of any island they came from. The Africans understood the artificial nature of the state divided by borders. Some of them understood the artificial nature of the religion imposed on them by foreigners. All of this is a form of global white supremacy. All over the world, it began to happen. In at least Asia, in China, the Europeans had their own court. In Shanghai, there was hotels. Chinese and doll, not about. And some of the people who spit on you now, who now would then be better for us. All this is documented, as the Snow's work, another word for 400,000 customers. The only Chinese woman that can go into one of the hotels has to be a prostitute or a cleaning woman. This kind of humiliation, the British have reduced an entire nation to people. They make you can't survive, frankly, worse off than you ever were. If they survive, then you can survive. But they ain't going to survive what you practically can. In the 1880s, an admiral named Perry kicked open the door of Japan to trade for the West, if you like it or not. Look earlier than that. The Japanese were minding their own business, and Silkworm made that beautiful kimono with shoes. Didn't even have a piece of wheelbarrow. Never heard of a towel or a dot. People are not investing in people for a long time. Now, I'm going to show you what they did that you still got to do. Until you stop, until you do it, you are starving about independence, about freedom. A Japanese educator called in the Japanese youth of Japan and told them what had happened. And he sent them to the leading schools of the world, of the world, to get that information, get that technology. And if they woman's faith in the matter. Yes, Peter Lord. God, in a nation of immigrants. We are the immigrants against our will. We are the only immigrants who are invited here.
Right.
The nature of the invitation will not be discussed yet. Because anxious to get us here. We have an affirmative action program waiting for us. No unemployment. No pay. We transform this nation. My first point is that the first half of this 19th century, we were fighting against global white supremacy. In the back of Africa movement that is the movement to settle Liberia, 1847, we marched a lady in the Jamaican Temple, going out to what is now Nigeria to search for a plane. All of this was a reaction against global white supremacy. A lady in Nigeria who had been in the slave trade discovered that she was not a labor contractor, no people not returning. She began to fight against the slave trade. She began to fight against other Africans in the slave trade. Her name was Madame Tenable. And when she continued her fight, not only to get out of it herself, but to fight everybody in the trade, her husband had died. And there was a man pursuing her hand. And she told this man, I cannot marry you now because I have man's work to do and I do not have time to be a woman. She fought every key in the slave trade.
All right.
And when she had removed the last key from his throne, she turned to the man pursuing her hand, women, I am a woman now, I'll accept you all. You think you're not rich? Look what a beautiful offer that would make. What a beautiful offer. There's so many things that we get out of life that we have a conversion. It's a beautiful children's story, it's a beautiful adult story. Beautiful story of conversion, the story of Madame Tenable. I can name you a hundred of them now. I've been looking for research. Don't get me wrong, I'll research the latest for other people too. Now, buddy, after we ended the 20th century, we were in a conflict over Booker D. Washington's theory of Du Bois. A conflict we never should have entered in the first place. Global white supremacy was manifesting itself and restrictions in the West Indies and restrictions in Africa and the continued partitioning of Africa and buying all, killing all dissident elements. In this country, Madison Rice, 1906, our reaction to Booker T. Washington's program was self-reliant. We the form of nation building, of nation management. Those terrible years between 1900 and 1915, Africa was progressing all over the world. The Caribbean Islands fighting for constitutional government and improving their own laws because they were a majority, but they still did not remove the private club in every hour, but they had broken themselves down into clubs for brown. offerings and his other work on the subject. You can understand that to be wrecked never for his work. Mirror, mirror. Another word, covered. Read and covered Caribbean literature. The British had built in an army to some of the islands, especially in Barbados, by telling them that they were English. And they became as English as the English. By some confusion of blood in Jamaica, they would hold their hands because they find their relatives. And yet there was a group fighting for constitutional government, consistently fighting for the proved matter. 1908, Marcus Garvey would make it to Central America. 1914, he'll be in London, studying on the Deuce Muhammad Alley. And in Deuce Muhammad Alley's paper, he'll read an editorial which is a quote from, of all things, a white black guy. In the book, we've drawn this attack with other missionaries and went around Africa saying to the Africans, the white man can't be trusted. And we found out after looking at him and asking, can you be trusted? You're an everlasting friend. He said, no. He complained, how come for the Africans? Marcus Garvey read it and added the phrase, how come for the Africans? Those at home and those across. Marcus Garvey, the entire movement was a result of the action of global white supremacy. The African colonial movement was the result of the early church movement in the United States was the result of the fight against global white supremacy. We wanted to get back some of our African stuff. The Chief Sam movement in Oklahoma was as a result of Africans trying to escape global white supremacy. This story is told in a book called The Longest Way Home, the Chief Sam Movement in Oklahoma. Many blacks sold their property and kept it in different areas, in different harbors, waiting for ships to take them home to Africa. The Pat Singleton Movement will be settled in the United States. The Liberian Movement continued. 1915, Booker T. Washington was dead. Du Bois moved to the center stage of leadership, replaced soon by the attention given to Marcus Garvey. The rise and fall of his movement has been told many times as an 8-volume book of documents edited by Professor Robert Hill on the life of Marcus Garvey. You can argue with Professor Hill's notes, you can argue with his introduction, you can argue with the fact that someone has seemed a little conservative, but you cannot argue with the fact that he has given us the greatest documentation on Marcus Garvey. Ever. Going through the archives, most of the libraries were anything on Garvey existed. I think Tony Martin were equally demanding attention. And when you die of those, sir, and would forgive the modesty, I take my own word. Because I'm going to accept these remarks into a full-blown book. I need not do everything.
Yeah, but why do I have to keep telling you that you've been messing with
me? I'm a fan of both of my colleagues. I want you to hear them. Also, so
why don't you,
You have to buy guns. You have to finance research. You have to finance your health. And while it's good to get caught up in Afrocentrism as an idea and ideology, ultimately it must be transformed into wealth and must be transformed into material to be utilized for our advancement as a people. We must finance our own revolution, and we must transform our world economically. The Panamanian Research and Development Foundation then is beginning to dam this dam. The credit unions that we are now researching will only be one arm of the economic development that we are about. The next time we take in Korea, we want them out of the store, and we want to find in our people in Hong Kong. So therefore, in addition to the credit unions, which of course will be used for business finance, we're developing a loan fund, a business loan fund, so we can do the one-two punch. Get you out and replace you. So we're not going to just use a lot of energy protesting. We're going to actually display those people who captured the black internal market. We're important to do that. And we, of course, have other plans. You'll be hearing more from us as we join together with your organization and other organizations here to organize the whole of the United States. And this is the unity with everyone else. And ultimately to organize, be a part of the organization of the total African world to end white supremacy. If any part of the course is this patient inside telling you what the credit union is, what it's about, to give you a little introduction only about what's being done to us in terms of the credit market, you know we're putting billions of dollars into these banks and getting nothing out. How many is being used to finance our own oppression? We have to take this money out of these financial and use it to our own advantage. We have a concern here that you fill in exactly the credit union pledge form. Now, I want you to keep in mind, though, that this is non-binding, so that you're not legally committed to if you're not involved in the credit union, we have to have some idea of what kind of initial funding we will have, so that you can point out what you possibly could deposit into the credit union on the back of this form. And leave us your address so that we can contact you as to further developments.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators, but we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlisle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism.